Welcome back. Top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Monday, July 29th, 2019. It is difficult. Nesta Webster, I think, said it best. She put it best when you kind of think of this kind of stuff. You know, it's difficult to write of these things calmly, for to deceive the people whose simple faith and lack of education prevent them seeing whither they're being led is as cowardly as to guide a blind man into a ditch. World Revolution, the plot against civilization, that was 1921. Speaking of similar kinds of infamy, it is difficult. And, you know, history is important. You think of guys like Jefferson, Adams, Madison, even Hamilton. Which Adams, you know? Samuel Adams, John Adams. John Adams in particular. But, you know, you think of these guys, Patrick Henry, James Otis, definitely. And a number of others. Very, I would say uncharacteristically, well-versed in history and its importance. Really as a backdrop for even daily life. You know, we were led to believe that we have, you know, there are these new ideas and new things, and really, like Solomon said, there's nothing new under the sun. As my grandfather used to say, everything old is new again. And it's important to couch the day's events against the backdrop of history, because it, I think it has a balancing effect or a leveling effect. And then you don't rush off into something headlong that might end up, you know, causing some kind of harm, you know, rushing off headlong at one's peril, essentially. And for that matter, the subject matter of 5G that the analysts are discussing in the video that Jenna and I were talking about is one of those sorts of issues. I think that history has a way of sort of quelling our enthusiasm to these new things, if you will. Especially in these examples. I mean, during that discussion, Dr. Martin Paul says at one point, I forget exactly how he put it, but, you know, what's happening is this industry, the telecom industry in this case, which is extremely powerful and influential, is manipulating public opinion and even legislative regulation and control and those kinds of things. And he says, you know, this isn't the first time. I'm sure we all can attest to the fact that this isn't the first time in history this has happened. There are big, high-profile examples, even fairly recent history. And yet, somehow, it's like we're gaslighting ourselves with these kinds of examples. You know, the fact that social media behaves largely the same. That, you know, special interests will guard power, and, you know, nobody wants to hand over power. You get used to certain things, and nobody wants to relinquish those things willingly. Typically, that's just kind of human nature, and the devil plays on that very effectively. So anyway, I think history is an important backdrop to these kinds of things, and I really think that it cools our enthusiasm in a number of cases, as it rightfully should. And it's just, gosh, it's so interesting. We just keep getting sold this grand utopian bill of goods. Whatever it is, it's always the utopian bill of goods, but it's someone's vision of a utopia. And the truth of the matter is, maybe it is a utopia for someone, but it isn't for all. And the advertisement is always put out in Bernaysian spontaneous ambiguity fashion, with some ambiguous slogan that means what you want it to mean. And that's why it's written the way it's written. And then, you know, kind of like you read in the book of Job, the devil can argue plausible deniability. You know, I didn't make him do anything. All I did was follow instructions. And, you know, they decided for themselves. I just gave the suggestion, that's all. They actually did the thing. Anyway, this is playing out all around us. And like I said earlier, it's difficult to remain calm about these things. It's difficult to, it's to me growing exceedingly difficult to employ the balanced, measured response, because this is diabolical, and we are in a situation where we're being pitted against one another, be played off against one another. While the real ne'er-do-wells watch from on high, so to speak. And so, you know, again, to see these kinds of things happen, the folks who sit around and smith the slogans, actually the people who employ the folks who sit around and smith slogans and so forth, are not those who are ever brought to account, really. They should be. And to me, that's kind of the idea of the revolution, that the Jeffersonian revolution of, you know, every generation or so. So that kind of power and hubris is kept in check. You might find yourself hanging from a lamppost, right or wrong. Just keep that in mind. And even sociopaths are kept in check with that kind of thing in mind. Not that they're particularly fearful of it, but, you know, that curbs your enthusiasm for certain initiatives, because you never know, something might happen. Every generation, the people might smell a rat and decide to do something about it. So anyway, seeing all of this, again, I think of Nesta Webster's words, it's difficult to write these things.
Bumblebee, Bumblebee, please come on back again. You got the best old stinger any bumblebee I ever seen. You stung me this morning, been looking for you all day long. Looking for you all day long. Have me to the place. Can't stand to see you leave my home.
Welcome back. Little hiccup there. Anyway, so Nesta Webster. It's difficult to write these things calmly, for to deceive the people whose simple faith and lack of education prevent them seeing whether they're being led is as cowardly as to guide a blind man into a ditch. And so that's why, you know, when you see this kind of stuff, the kind of stuff that the panelists, including Dr. Martin Paul, are talking about, it's difficult to speak right, whatever, of these things calmly. It's difficult. So hopefully this is a place where we can come have a cathartic rant and then get back to the business of, you know, talking to one another in a respectful fashion, engaging in civil discourse and not vilifying one another. Because like I said, I really think, you know, I remember that Meet the Press interview, Ron Paul with Tim Russert, and the way that Ron Paul was saying, I think that they really believe what they're saying, you know. So this fellow, Ivo, whatever his name is, who believes that he represents the taxpayer, I think he genuinely believes what he is doing is a good thing. Vilifying folks like that really seems to have the opposite psychological effect, as we all know. You know, when you start to talk to someone in a chiding, castigating, disrespectful sort of fashion, that just seems to harden their stance and makes them more resistive to the message. It certainly doesn't lend credibility to the argument that someone would advance who's engaging in that sort of behavior. It's difficult, though. Don't get me wrong. Extremely difficult not to become very frustrated and upset, especially when you know someone's doing wrong, so to speak. Those instances are particularly frustrating. And that's, you know, to me, defending this gentleman, not that he needs to be defended, but just to say, let's not get ahead of ourselves, and acknowledging that in this case, I think he's just a person that genuinely believes something that is in error, essentially, and letting him come to those things in his own time, I think is an honorable thing. But it's more frustrating, all the more frustrating, when you have these folks who are, you know, the Mike Pompeo types who laugh about lying. Yeah, we have courses teaching people how to lie. And by the way, we have journalists on staff. They're not credentialed anymore because, you know, but they are the sources that you hear those things like, anonymous sources say, that kind of garbage. Anyway, that's frustrating. And that's even all the more frustrating when you hear those kinds of things and you have to navigate that nonsense. Which gets, I think, back to what Jenna was saying about talking to folks like Nikki Rapana. I mean, it's just layer upon layer of deception, and it's getting
so thick that, you know, is you wonder, it's getting so thick, is there any value or merit to trying to pull it apart and point out the disingenuous nature of it, the Machiavellian deceptive nature of it, which is kind of why the compass of this show has changed a little bit. Maybe we've taken a little different tact, so to speak. You know, just a brief little blurb on that. For, I don't know, 10 years ago, I remember going through certain things, stories, and it just seemed like it was too far out there. If you watch the one video that I did on YouTube, that's posted on YouTube, you get an idea of what I'm talking about. That just seemed like it's too much. And now, that was back when you could still read things that had some kind of basis in truth. These days, just about everything that comes out in the headlines is that kind of dialectical nonsense that Jenna was talking about, that, you know, someone like Nikki Rapana would just, what's the title? Audit the Fed, HR 1207 and the Financial Sector Assessment Program. That video, I mean, the sources were all in the description. A lot of those articles have gone away. The Greenspan interview over at PBS has gone away. You know, that's factual stuff. And now bad guys have become even more impressive, covering their tracks. So that's frustrating when you know that, how do you even put that? The folks who are infecting people's minds with these viruses know that what they're doing is wrong, and you want to shout at the person who has the infection and say, you need to exercise better hygiene and get rid of this infection, and don't go back and play in the pig pen that gave you this infection. Stay out of it. Anyway, enough on that. So, speaking of that video, Secrets of the Temple, How the Federal Reserve Runs the Country, 1989, William Grader. An interesting excerpt. If creation of the Fed was intended to break the money trust, then why did the new institution collaborate so closely with it? I really think that this, you know, before this latest hiatus, I mentioned that I think that's one of the biggest issues. Can you imagine if we had just like town hall meetings every month or so in our little towns and communities, and we talk about inflation, what it does, how
homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Interesting stuff. So speaking of William Greeter and Secrets of the Temple, how the Federal Reserve runs the country, you know, again, I think that it would be interesting to have a discussion everywhere around the country. And, you know, it'd be like that little voice that Jenna's talking about, you know, Horton hears a who, the little voice. And then eventually, you know what? Maybe that makes sense. And, you know, again, I think this guy, Ivo Mercep, you know, I have to hold out hope that guys like this get religion and that it catches fire and that we all develop the sort of measured, balanced and measured response that Martin Paul has and we don't get too excited. But, you know, interesting. If we all understood inflation, how it works, what it does, the invisible tax of inflation, the way that William Greeter put it in Secrets of the Temple. Let's see, where is that? The threat is nearly invisible in ordinary ways. It is a crisis of confidence. It is a crisis that strikes at the very heart and soul and spirit of our national will. We can see this crisis is we see this crisis in the growing doubt about the meaning of our own lives and in the loss of a unity of purpose for our nation. The erosion of our confidence in the future is threatening to destroy the social and political fabric of America. It's interesting. Where do you look? I mean, you start thinking about how this, gosh, man, service is our economy is largely service based throughout America, and service sucks everywhere.
Currently right. Unavailable.
Yeah?
Please leave a message after the beep.
You can hear me now? Okay. All right. Weird. All right, we're having technical issues, and I apologize for that. But I think we should understand the economic issue, and this is maybe, it sounds like a tangent, but it's not, because there would be no nefarious propaganda outlets without the mechanism of unlimited resources, and that usually stems from the paper currency or now the digital currency. Anyway, so I was saying, can you imagine? I mean, just gosh. So the way that William Greeter put it in Secrets of the Temple, how the Federal Reserve runs the country, the threat is nearly invisible in ordinary ways. This to me is a tandem to Keynes' remarks, similar, you know, in Economic Consequences of the Peace. So it's like Secrets of the Temple was 1989. Economic Consequences of the Peace was 1919. So, you know, 70 years later, essentially, what are the ill effects? Talk about that when we come back. Stick around. I'll be right back after this short break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency.
I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Matt Ray for MySleepAllNight.com, and most of us don't even realize that almost all of the healing, learning, and rejuvenating that happens in our body happens only when we are deeply asleep. Now, if you have trouble falling asleep and staying asleep, it's likely you never consistently achieve that crucial level of deep sleep. Deep restorative sleep is the key to health, mood, productivity, longevity, memory, you name it. So many health benefits. To experience what deep sleep feels like, try the new dietary supplement Sleep All Night, formulated by scientist Kurt Hendricks. And sleep like your life depends on it, because let's be honest, it does. Head on over to MySleepAllNight.com. That's MySleepAllNight.com. Enter the promo code radio for 20% off your purchase. Again, head on over to MySleepAllNight.com. Enter the promo code radio. That's MySleepAllNight.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Bottom of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Monday, July 29th, 2019. And again, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. So just to back up, so we had a little bit, another hiatus basically, and I still have crap, I would say, that I'm dealing with. That's, shouldn't use that word. My grandma would be upset, I would imagine, but things I'm dealing with personally, but I cannot allow this stuff to derail my life. And that includes this broadcast, which I'm fortunate and privileged to have the opportunity to host. And like I said, hopefully this is a place where we can come together and have a cathartic rant as a sort of huddle before we go out and help inform one another's discretion, you know, our neighbors. It's difficult, though. Don't get me wrong. It is difficult. I've had some interesting conversations in recent weeks. You know, I have joked for years about licensing the domain name spanktheparents.com because, I mean, I grew up in an era where spankings were administered liberally. And somehow we all survived. Somehow we weren't all deranged maniacs. It's interesting how closely linked one's bottom is to one's feet being firmly planted on the ground at a young age. It's interesting how that works. But I think that we would do well to return to, you know, a bygone era, if you will. So it's difficult. You know, when you see children acting unbecomingly, you know, it's difficult to... I remember reading... I used to take the bus to work sometimes when I was down in Los Angeles 25 years ago. In the Los Angeles area, every once in a while I'd do that. And that would give me time to read. And I remember reading Seven Habits of Highly Effective People and thinking, well, you know, we have to keep that in mind. You know, the story of the guy who's, I think it's the subway, and his children are misbehaving. It's the anecdotal story. About the man whose children are misbehaving, and someone, you know, all the passengers look at each other. Someone should do something. Finally, one person is identified. Everybody's looking at him. You're sitting next to the guy. You should do something. You should say something. Finally says, you know, would you mind? Your children are a little incorrigible, it seems. Maybe you could... They're disruptive to the other passengers. And the guy is sort of despondent, and he says, oh, yeah, sorry. They're probably just not sure what to do. We just came from the hospital. Their mother passed away. And those kinds of things happen. And so we should keep that in mind when we're dealing with one another. But these days, it's different. You know what I'm talking about, where people are so crazy. You know, I heard a story of, it's summertime. Folks are, you know, there's summer recreation going on. And it's interesting. You know, we need to have some kind of perspective. We need to manage ourselves, govern ourselves, lest we have the nanny intervene. And that's what's happening, you know. Again, only virtuous people are capable of freedom, right? Benjamin Franklin said, as nations become more corrupt and vicious, they have more need of masters. It's that simple. And I was driving around one of the largest lakes in the entire country, actually, recently. Actually riding around, but thinking the whole lakeside is predominated by houses and things. So where do the animals go? You know, and people wonder when we have these encounters with animals. Well, animals need water too, the wild animals. So, you know, you kind of see that, and that, to me, that tempers the whole Maurice Strong thing. I'm not advocating what Maurice Strong said, you know, rewilding of America back before the, we need to return to the pre Lewis and Clark days. I'm not saying that, but people are not thoughtful of these things, are they? You know, do I build my McMansion on the lake, or do we reserve this spot maybe for wildlife, since they seem to congregate here? It's not a thought that occurs to people, I think. So I'm not hugging trees. I'm just saying we should be mindful of these things because it behooves us. It's in our best interest. But it's difficult. You know, it's difficult these days because people are just, gosh, you know, I I heard this story, a woman who has a place on the lake and apparently has for some time, family place, and boaters were out in front of their place making waves, literal waves, and it was kind of obnoxious, but they didn't say anything. And then they were thinking about taking their boat out. And so she went out and said, excuse me, you know, you guys are, this is very disruptive. Your good time is impinging upon our day. Could you maybe, this is a huge lake. There's lots of room. Maybe you could find another spot to do what you're doing. And the response was something along the lines of, no, it's okay. It's okay. We're good. And that's what is happening in America. No wonder we're having the trouble we're having. Just absolutely insane. You know, so obviously that would make anyone's eye twitch. And usually, now we've gotten to the point, and I've talked about it before, where people just seem oblivious that there's anyone else on the planet. They're having an experience and everyone is window dressing in categorically narcissistic fashion, what the DSM-5 calls, I believe, and what is it? NPD, Narcissistic Personality Disorder. And its cousin, Histrionic Personality Disorder. You have all of these weird things. But, you know, at the heart of it all, it's just sin, anyway. Hard-heartedness and a lack of regard for one's fellow man. But these are difficult days. You know, you have that. You have the conditioning that has people believing that a handout is better, which gets back to William Greeter's Secrets of the Temple. The threat is nearly invisible in ordinary ways. It's a crisis of confidence. It is a crisis that strikes at the very heart and soul and spirit of our national will. We can see this crisis in the growing doubt about the meaning of our own lives and in the loss of a unity of purpose for our nation. The erosion of our confidence in the future is threatening to destroy the social and the political fabric of America. And you can see that playing. That was 1989. And, you know, we used to buy American because it made sense to buy goods, particularly, you know, products and, you know, even food and things that were grown with American hands. It behooves us. It benefits us to do that. And now, since everything is piecemealed out, there can never be another nation that is self-reliant is part of the plan. Now what do? Made in China used to be such a pejorative generation, two generations ago for sure. And now, now you see it on Shark Tank. Why aren't you guys manufacturing in China? Because we have people here in America that are willing to make things too. You know, isn't it crazy to think that something could be manufactured thousands of miles away, shipped in containers, you could pay tariffs, and it's less expensive to make? Something is clearly wrong, which gets back to Secrets of the Temple, how the Federal Reserve runs the country. You can carve out channels of commerce like you carve out an irrigation ditch when you have control of the circulating medium, the currency. Because it ain't money, I'll tell you that right now. The erosion of our confidence in the future is threatening to destroy the social and political fabric of America. And, you know, again, so you have, in conjunction with that, you have Santayana's warning, right? Progress, far from consisting in change, depends on retentiveness. When change is absolute, there remains no being to improve and no direction is set for possible improvement. That's where you run into what folks call the white reservation now in certain places, like where I was born and grew up largely in Montana. It used to be a proud place. It was a place where you had prestigious, like the public works project of the dam, the Libby Dam, and there was mining and there was timber, and those were proud folks. And the folks who, the loggers were very proud. They were good at what they did. They took a lot of pride in the fact that they, we call it, environmental husbandry, so to speak, and stewardship of the forest, because they made their living by it. Farmers are not going to destroy the land they farm, because that's cutting their own throat. Loggers, same thing, but as one person pointed out recently, you know, what would that do to you mentally if you have, maybe you're a generational logger or farmer, and all of a sudden you're hearing this Club of Rome message. Who's ever heard of the Club of Rome? Who's ever read The Limits of Growth or The First Global Revolution? Talking about how man is the common enemy, and now the threat of global warming is going to be the new boogeyman. Who's ever heard of that stuff? But suddenly you're getting this message that you're the bad guy because, you know, you're destroying the planet. What? No, we're taking care of it. The fires have subsided. We don't, you know, hundreds of acres burn maybe every year, not thousands or millions. Maybe it reaches into the thousands, certainly not millions. Record fire years destroying homes and driving people out of places, displacing people. You know, taking care of the wildlife through forest husbandry, so to speak. But now you're being told that you're the villain. You're the reason that the world is being destroyed. Man, that messes with people. So anyway, you factor in the concept of inflation in conjunction with Santayana's warning, when change is absolute, there remains no being to improve and no direction except for possible improvement. It's frustrating. You end up with this sort of learned helplessness. What would you do? And the way that things continue to change through manipulative forces, and, you know, again, to me, William Greeter's words from Secrets of the Temple come to mind. The erosion of our confidence in the future is threatening to destroy the social and political fabric of America. So you have people who took pride in their work in Ecclesiastes 3:22 fashion. Nothing is better than that man be happy in his activities, for that is his lot. For who will bring him to see what will occur after him? And then suddenly they're displaced from honest, gainful employment and an honest day's work, providing an honest day's wage. And now what? You know, you have, as I was saying, service. We have service, and it's ironic. If you're an auto parts store, I was thinking about it yesterday, you see all of these auto parts chains. It's the same part, made in the same factory, provided to a number of different branded stores. What do they have if not service? You're not really competing on price, because there's such a parity there. What do you have? And so service should be impeccable everywhere. I mean impeccable, especially in things like, what do you call it, the food and whatever, the food service industry or whatever. You can make your own food. You can, there are simple things you can do to have a fantastic dining experience all by yourself. We all know that. So therefore, restaurant service should be impeccable. You watch the old movies and the depiction of, you know, dinner and a show kind of a thing. You know, not really a show, but maybe you'd have some kind of a performance. Someone would sing or something, play the piano or something. And by the way, service was great. And today, what do we have? It's just astonishing. The erosion. Continued erosion. And the fact that the simple, basic, entry-level tasks are not able to be performed by folks. When did people at restaurants and bars stop using server trays? When did that happen? Or when did busing tubs go away? Didn't a table used to get bussed with it? I don't remember when I've seen a tub or even a server tray. Now people are carrying beverages under their arm, for Pete's sake. And just astonishing what's happening. The erosion of our confidence in the future is threatening to destroy the social and political fabric of America. But we have to hold the line. You can't do it. If you work in the service industry, you have to get better. You have to be better. You have to be top notch. Whatever you do, do it with excellence. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Back, final segment of the second hour. To summarize the mindset now, because young people are not, most people in America are really, I would say, entirely unacquainted with history, particularly our own, but certainly beyond the history of America. again, learned hopelessness. You know, things are constantly changing, and we see, you know, in the headlines kind of what we're led to believe. Technocrats are dishonest, by the way. They're not scientific. They want to pretend that they are, but they're not. That's disingenuous. It's kind of like, you know, selective hearing, this sort of selective reference to data that Dr. Martin Paul talks about. That's what I was thinking when he was saying, you know, the most compelling scientific evidence is ignored, while the weakest evidence is leaned on to support surreptitious efforts and agendas, essentially. Anyway, Santayana, when change is absolute, there remains no being to improve and no direction set for possible improvement. So learned helplessness kicks in, and that's when you get folks in the service industry. I mean, I told the story about the pizza recently. Someone's pizza was undercooked, and the response from the server was, yeah, and? So you say, you know, someone says, I don't even like this job anyway, and you say, well, let me help you then. And you talk to management, and suddenly that person finds themselves free from employment. And, you know, oftentimes the response to that that you get is, well, I don't care anyway because, you know, I can go make more on welfare. No, you don't make anything when you're on welfare. You are subsidized at the expense of others. And this is what children are learning. Socialism. I heard a story of two girls. I think I mentioned this before the recent hiatus. Two young girls. The older girl is doing for the younger girl things that she should not be doing. And it's essentially socialism. You know, she has to work harder, and her parents are actually condoning this by allowing it, I suppose. How I would put that. I mean, there are examples I won't get into. This is what kids are learning. Instead of the young one learning to do the things that she should do for herself, become self-reliant, to become self-managing. Anyway. We'll move on back to the phones when we come back. Third hour coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.